Next patient is Don Landry. That's LANDRY, Landry Don, DAWN. Date of birth is 1/10/1970. Date of visit 6/15/22. Please make a copy for Delicia Haynes, HAYNES. Delicia, DELICIA. Next paragraph. Dear Delicia, thank you for sending Don Landry for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a ...52-year-old lady who was recently admitted to Halifax Hospital. Approximately... approximately 2 months ago for asthmatic attacks and shortness of breath, was treated with IV steroids and bronchodilators and discharged. The patient apparently had no significant pneumonia but had lower lobe atelectasis. And there was no evidence of pulmonary embolism. CT chest without contrast showed a small consolidation in the right lower lobe. The patient has completed a course of antibiotics and also completed a course of prednisone. She has not had a recent pulmonary function study done, but states she's short of breath with activity and has pain in both the rib cage. Pain in both sides of her ribs. Can you please change that? Both sides of her chest in her rib cage, period. She has no fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. And next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history is included. History of anxiety and depression. Also has a history for chronic asthma, history for seizures, and she had a hysterectomy in the past and had a partial hysterectomy and arthroscopic surgery as well as carpal tunnel surgery bilaterally and left ankle surgery. She had PTSD and depression and anxiety, and also had an appendectomy and knee surgery Expired as medalist included Celexa, 10 milligrams daily, Wellbutrin, 100 milligrams daily, and fluticasone / salmeterol, salmeterol 55/14 micrograms a day, one puff a day. And levoalbitrol inhaled, two puffs PRN, as well as trazodone 50 milligrams HS, and omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, habits of patient, the United History of Smoking. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to IV contrast dye and toradol. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. So no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, but has flank pains. She has wheezing and nausea. She has diarrhea. She has no constipation. She has leg or calf muscle pains. She has joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 124/80. Pulse is 90, torus pitch 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 195. HUNT norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal matters, throat was clear. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Chest reveals equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. There are occasional crackles of the lung vases. Heart, the absence of irregular, so the rest of no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regional megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is basal atelectasis with possible pneumonia. And number 3 is depression. Number 4 is anxiety. Next plan, the patient will use a nebulizer at home with Zopanex solution, TIDPRN. She will also use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, two puffs, PRN. The Symbicort, I'm sorry, not Symbicort. She'll be given Zopanex solution with a nebulizer 3 times a day. And as needed, a CBC IgE level and complete pulmonary function study was ordered. Follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Delicia Haynes, D-L-I-C-I-A, Haynes. This is Dr. Susan.